I mean, you know what's been happening with Steinhoff internationally and, you know, Steinhoff in general. They're still in the crosshairs of a lot of people out there. Steinhoff, that collapse of Steinhoff International, has certainly seen a lot of people lose a lot of money. And one of the fights, one of the many fights that have obviously continued, has been the fight between Pepkor and Mr. Tekkie. Mr. Tekkie is a business. The original founders of Tekkie Town obviously had a problem with the way Pepkor got hold of their shares in the first place, or the agreement under which you know, those shares would be moved over to Pepkor. And they now trying to get Tekkie Town back. And it's been a court case after court case after court case. And the latest one, obviously dealing with a whole host of issues around what Mr. Tekkie is allowed to stock. We know the previous court case dealt with whether the name Mr. Tekkie could be used in the first place. So to give you an overview of this particular court case and what the judgment has been, Bernard Mostert. Now, Bernard Mostert, of course, is the co-founder of Mr. Tekkie. Bernard, good having you on the show.
Kino, good morning, and nice to be on the show with you again this morning.
Great. Absolutely awesome having you on the show. Now, context, of course, is everything. Just tell us, just give us the backdrop and give us the latest on the latest court battle between yourselves and Pepkor.
Yeah, you know, it's funny that you say that. It was yesterday as we walked to court, our junior advocate, Michael Taylor, said exactly the same thing to us. He said, guys, just remember that in law, context is everything. And then Judge Desai opened proceedings by saying pretty much the same thing. He wonders whether we would be here if Steinhoff had been further along in terms of the transparency, in terms of what happened there. And really the question is, in his own words, who are the men of virtue? So he said that he will keep that in the back of his mind. Quite astoundingly, Pepkor's counsel then said, we've got Steinhoff is not a party to the matter, and they are not relevant, despite the fact that Steinhoff owns 71% of Pepkor and controls it completely. You know, so that was it. But the long and the short of yesterday's case was Pepkor again tried to shut our doors, and I guess, again, they failed. You know, it gives me a lot of appreciation.
Yeah.
Like for all entrepreneurs, I think you worry about how you keep your doors open, how you pay your people, how you do your business. Ours is a bit unique in that somebody's trying to shut us down very aggressively. But it was very good last night to know that our doors can be open again today and that we can continue trading. And the case ultimately has been postponed to a hearing in June next year. And there's a few things that will come out of that hearing which I think will be interesting.
Now, Bernard, let's talk about what exactly Pep. I did ask the team to get Pepkor on yesterday, but I think they've declined to join us, and we will give them an opportunity to obviously air their side of the story. But what was the crux, the nub of, you know, this court case yesterday in particular in front of Chief Justice, but Acting Judge President Suresh Desai?
The nub of the case, at a technical point, was whether the trademark Mr. Tekkie, which was registered in 1999, is infringing and damaging to the trademark Tekkie Town, which was registered in 2003. Now, by any definition of the law and in common law principles, the prior mark has the vested rights.
Right.
So, you know, and that is a very key part of our defense. Also, through the years, given our knowledge of Tekkie Town, we were very aware of the existence of Mr. Tekkie, and we lived in harmony with it, you know. So, certainly, the existence of Mr. Tekkie, never the Tekkie Town harm, whilst we were running Tekkie Town. And we bought the trademark Mr. Tekkie from its previous owner, Reinhard Barnard. And Reinhard remains a supplier to us. He himself is a bit of a serial entrepreneur. He's got a brand called Amatekkie, which I know is endorsed by people like Karen Zoid. and the likes, in which we sell in our stores now, and it's very colorful South African sneakers. And the Pep Corps seems to believe that the existence of Mr. Tekkie is a threat. But, you know, we only have 16 stores. They have 5,000. And obviously, they've got a few bigger fish to fry in terms of the whole Steinhoff scandal. So it's a bit perplexing, the fact that they're coming after us so aggressively, when perhaps if I was in their shoes, perhaps I would focus more on the recovery of the 500 million rand that was used to bail out executives, you know.
And just, I mean, once again, going back to the context, if one looks at Tekkie Town itself, I mean, you guys were part of the team that started the whole thing in the first place, and you felt, and you currently feel, hard done by, because the numbers that were presented, the state of the business that was presented, all seemed to have been a lie based on what we know today.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what, when we did the deal, we were asked two things. We were asked to put our business into Steinhoff and to come on board and fix Pep Corps Speciality, which was for many years a loss-making business, and which, if it wasn't for the support of a big parent, effectively wouldn't be able to exist. Yeah. So because we've been successful in that space, Marcus Uster and the Steinhoff executive asked us to come, bring Tekkie Town into our fold, and run Pep Corps Speciality. And ultimately, that deal failed because Steinhoff has been uncovered to be a big fraud, you know, and now, almost 13 months later, we sit with no outcome. Steinhoff doesn't want to report the forensic findings that they've had. They keep on delaying it. And now they say it's because it's going to prejudice them. But I think the public needs to know, because the losses have been huge. You know, 200 billion is not a trifle amount of money.
Here we go. Oh, Bernard Mosler, great change co-founder of Mr. Tekkie Time for your 7.